Hey everyone, it's Taylor Ree, and welcome back to Stoic Morning Reset. You know that feeling when you wake up and immediately feel overwhelmed? Like your emotions are just swirling around inside, threatening to take over your entire day? Well, I'm here to tell you embracing those feelings is key, not fighting them. It's about being present with what we experience without judgment. This isn't about becoming a walking puddle of immersion, it's about finding that inner strength and calmness even when things get messy. Today, we're diving deep into how to do just that. First things first, let's talk about why this matters. We live in a world that often pushes us to suppress our emotions, be strong, don't show weakness, you know the drill. But holding it all in, that's like trying to keep a balloon inflated with your hand. Eventually, it's going to burst, and trust me, those bursts aren't pretty. So, how do we break free from this pressure to be emotionless robots? Here are 5 key takeaways. 1. Emotions are information, not monsters. Ever felt like anger was consuming you? Or sadness was dragging you down? Think of it like your body sending you a message, hey, something's not right here. Instead of fearing these feelings, try to understand what they're telling you. Are you feeling stressed about work? Anxious about an upcoming event? By paying attention to the signals your emotions send, you can start addressing the root causes of those feelings. 2. Acceptance is the first step to freedom. Remember that balloon analogy? Acceptance means acknowledging that your emotions are there, even if they feel uncomfortable. Don't try to push them away or pretend they don't exist. Just say, I'm feeling this right now, and be present with it. It's like letting go of the reins and allowing yourself to experience the ride. 3. Don't judge yourself. We all have good days and bad days. Some days, we're radiating positivity, and others, we're drowning in a sea of emotions. That's perfectly normal. Don't beat yourself up for feeling what you feel. Be kind to yourself, like you would be to a friend going through the same thing. 4. Practice mindfulness. This one is gold. Mindfulness means being fully present in the moment, without judgment. It's about paying attention to your breath, your body sensations, and your thoughts without getting carried away by them. There are tons of amazing apps and guided meditations out there that can help you get started. 5. Find healthy outlets for your emotions. This could be anything from exercise to journaling to spending time in nature. Remember, bottled up emotions need an escape valve. Let me tell you a quick story about this. A few weeks ago, I was feeling totally overwhelmed by work deadlines and personal stuff. My mind was racing. My stomach was churning, and I just wanted to crawl under the covers and disappear. Instead of fighting those feelings, I decided to go for a walk in the park. As I walked, I focused on the sounds around me, birds chirping, leaves rustling, kids laughing. I took deep breaths, feeling the fresh air fill my lungs. By the time I got back home, those overwhelming emotions had calmed down significantly. Remember, folks, embracing your emotions doesn't mean letting them control you. It means acknowledging the presence, understanding what they're telling you, and choosing how to respond with grace and strength. You've got this. So, let's recap. We talked about treating emotions as information, accepting them without judgment, practicing mindfulness, finding healthy outlets, and most importantly, being kind to ourselves. Ready to put these principles into action? Start by noticing your emotions throughout the day, not just the big ones, but the little whispers too. What are they telling you? And how can you respond with intention and awareness? Share your thoughts with me on social media, or leave a review and let me know what resonates most with you. Until tomorrow morning, remember to take a deep breath, embrace the good, learn from the tough, and stay calm in the chaos. You're doing amazing work.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.